Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It's time for PMI, a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting to kind of kickstart your day with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Who got the pee today?
Hey, I got the pee.
All right, what's the pee?
So this is a really neat story because Casio, you're familiar, right? The watches?
Oh, yeah. With the calculator on them?
Yeah. Yeah. So they are like, we need to revamp our image, do new things. So what they did over in Japan is they tried to fight loneliness in the senior population. So, you know, they made this fluffy AI robot is the way they're describing it. And it's really neat. Actually, it's like they call it Mofu, which in Japanese, it's like describes the fluffy texture like animal fur. So they're calling these little AI robots Mofus. And what they did is it's essentially a little animal that, you know, the elder generation, they can play with, and it helps fight loneliness. Like, it's very...
It's like a Tickle Me Elmo.
But it's smarter than that, right? Oh. Like, it can talk to you, and it can, like, ask you about your day and things like that.
Do you say, what up, mofo?
I know, exactly. You know what? I'm sure after a while, it would recognize your salutation and
Do
respond.
You say, where my mofo at?
Right, exactly, where my mofo at?
That's what it comes to. To the United States.
You know what? Then they're looking. It sold so well.
Did you find my mofo?
It sold so well over in Japan that they are like trying to hurry its, you know, anticipated appearance here in the U.S. Like, yeah. They're like, now we really need to get it over here because everybody likes
it so
much
some mofo
over there.
Over
and
here.
The thing, yes. You know,
get that
it's
mofo
urgent.
Over here.
We
stat.
Need mofu. We need you in our lives. But yeah, so and I love this because, again, you look at the, you know, senior population, and that's one of their biggest hurdles is being lonely and not having people who can just listen to your problems and give you a hug and the actual
it's
physical
like working with
touch.
You.
Well, no, shut up. I'm friendly.
No, but we got to listen to your problems all the time.
You do. Well, that's part of it. It's part of the gig.
I'm not
chair.
Hugging you.
That's part of the gig.
Even you're
if
oily.
Even if I'm fuzzy and
you're
fluffy.
You're oily.
No, but I like this just because, like, again, you look at, like, a lot of the things, the robots that they're come out with, they look like a robot made of steel.
Yeah, kind
of
creepy.
You know, a little creepy. And yeah. These are so cute and cuddly. And it's like, if we're going to make the robots be a part of our
they
lives.
They look kind of like a rabbit.
Yeah, let's make them cute. Yeah. Let's get the cute robots.
I'd pet the mofo.
Fluffy. I'd pet the mofo all day. I'd pet that mofo.
I'd pet that mofo.
But make them fluffy and cute, and you know, help them with the, you know, making lonely people feel better too. Like I just love this whole story. So definitely, well,
I think
cool.
It's very special. It is very positive, yeah, and yes, the elderly folks need that.
And in about 2 weeks, Zoe Nana's going to have the mofo. She's going to have one.
This is going to be a little mofo Nana.
All right, what's the minus?
I got the minus today, and this I saw over the weekend, and it cracked me up. So people can leave Yelp reviews for virtually anything in the world, including doctor visits. And Dr. Mark Lewis, who is a gastrointestinal oncologist, try saying that 5 times fast, posted a Yelp review from a patient that he saw last week. The patient leaves the comment, "Dr. Lewis literally saved my life."
Oh.
4 stars. And he replied and goes, "I don't know how to get the 5th star. I don't know what else I can do. I saved this patient's life. He gave me 4 stars.
Wait.
That cracked me up. I'm like, how do you get the 5th star?
What did the person say?
So,
did they ever respond?
Whole type of HIPAA thing. We don't know what this person was suffering from, but something that was apparently life-threatening saying, "Hey, this guy, Dr. Lewis, is so great. He literally saved my life. Give him 4 stars. And Dr. Lewis was flabbergasted, being like, I don't know how else to earn that fifth star.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Lower the bill, maybe?
Well, that's not his fault.
I know. That can't.
He performed life-saving measures.
Just comp him a few things.
With a little bit pricey. Now, he saved my life, but just a bit pricey.
If I had a little fuzzy robot to pet after the procedure, maybe
you
get that
there
fifth
you go.
Star.
He needed a
Where
mofo.
Where my mofo at?
That's so good. Oh, my God. You like leaving Yelp reviews, though, Jared, don't you?
I do leave a lot of... I generally like to do positive ones. I don't leave positive
now
ones. I don't generally complain. I really don't.
Do you leave a lot of five stars, though? Is that...
Yeah, four
typically?
To five. Four to five in there.
So
is it four or is it four on Yelp? Four tops out. I don't remember.
Well, I think this, maybe, I don't know if this is a Yelp one then, but there's five options and he got four stars for saving a life. If someone saves your life, Jerry, you drop in a four star?
I'd try and give him six, right?
I would give him five stars.
Yeah.
Save your life saving measures. Yeah, I'll give you five stars.
Sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Could have done it in a timely manner, but other than that. So good. Yeah, what about your finger? If someone performs life saving finger surgery.
life-saving finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I give him
five.
Drop
him
I'm
five
trying
stars,
to look
right?
on Yelp if it's five or four stars.
I've never left a Yelp review.
I've never either. Like,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. Okay, so it's five.
It's
yeah.
a five star.
I couldn't remember. But I generally leave positive. You know, I give kudos where kudos are due.
Well, I feel like that'd be the only time I leave a Yelp review. If someone actually makes me angry or something, I'm not going to tell the internet about it.
Nah, because who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Light and bright.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we leave.
Exactly.
All right, here's the interesting. This is pretty darn good. Two engineers are working on something called Project Rebirth. They are investigating what would happen if airbags were added to airplanes. And we're not talking like on the seat backs or anything if you have a rear ender. The image floating online, it's kind of funny, but basically the plane puffs itself into a giant Michelin Man-looking cartoon. It goes, and all these airbags blow out on the outside of the plane. Oh. So if you were to crash, an AI-powered crash survival system would kick into gear. The AI would detect engine failure, activate emergency protocol, and then right before you hit the ground, external smart airbags would inflate. They're calling
Shut
it
up.
A crash mitigation cocoon that would absorb the impact. And it would, boom, blast open in less than 2 seconds.
Boing,
I
boing,
love that cocoon.
Boing. And then
That's
once
awesome.
It lasts, once it lands, an infrared beacon would be initiated, including GPS coordinates, flashing lights, all sorts of stuff, so rescuers could find survivors fast.
Wow.
Now, they're saying the only thing with this is these airbags of this size and magnitude would be incredibly heavy.
Aww.
And there'd be a weight issue with a lot of extra drag on that plane. So
Man.
There's obviously some logistical problems. In an effort to mitigate basically crashes that happen like once every couple of decades. But still, even if you... You know, prevent that one crash.
Yeah,
in
20
years.
You want your survival rate to go up because those
you
plane
do.
Crashes that do happen, your survival
yeah.
rate is
pretty
much
low.
Dang
the
near
one
zero.
That just crashed in the Air India one.
Yeah,
yes, which was horrendous.
So anyway, plane falling thousands of feet and poof, right before you hit the ground, doing, doing, doing. Yes, you would bounce away.
I like.
They
the
say
idea.
There are issues though because once you hit the ground and start bouncing, you're getting shaken all over inside that plane.
Oh,
and
this is
like,
why you have to fasten seatbelts,
and they're
like she says.
What are you landing on, though? Like, what if you crash into a crowded field of people or something? You're going, squishing everybody as you bounce.
More
so.
Issues.
There's
gotta
issues.
Figure some things out, right?
There's, again, logistical problems. Yeah. But on the surface, in the picture, it looks pretty darn good.
I like that they're thinking about that, too. Because planes have, they've remained largely the same since,
giant
the 1960s.
Yeah.
Why not giant parachutes?
Giant
Play around with it. See what happens.
I like those little planes that, if there's an issue, they can fire a parachute out the back.
Yes.
At the very least, let's implement these on the little planes. Because those,
those ones
have,
are the little prop planes.
Yeah, those seem to have the most issues as far as the rate of them in the air and the ones that...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. But there you go, guys. There's
like
your PMI, a positive... A minus and something interesting.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.